Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection. And again, welcome to our Thankful Thursday, Pray One for Another.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can. I am a healer. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. In Psalms chapter 51, verse 8, in the New King James Version says, make me hear joy and gladness. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Be a joyful Christian. Barbara Johnson says, you have to look for the joy. Look for the light of God that is hitting your life. And you will find sparkles you did not know were there. Have you experienced that kind of joy? Hopefully so. Because it's not enough to hear someone else talk about being joyful. You must actually experience that kind of joy in order to understand it. Should you expect to be a joy-filled woman 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? From this moment on, no. But you can and should experience pockets of joy frequently. That's the kind of joy-filled life that a woman like you deserve to live. Amen. What is your focus today? Joy comes when it is Jesus first, others second, than you. The Christian lifestyle is not one of legalistic do's and don'ts, but one that is positive, attractive, and joyful. If you're a thinking Christian, you will be a joyful Christian. There may be no trumpet sound or loud applause when we make a right decision, just a calm sense of resolution and peace. To a world that was spiritually dry and populated with parched lives scorched by sin, Jesus was the living water who would quench the thirsty soul, saving it from bondage and filling it with satisfaction and joy and purpose and meaning. Praise be to God. Here's a thought. Every day, God gives us cause to rejoice. Amen? In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 10 through 11, and the CSB Bible says, honor his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Seek his face always. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and the CSB Bible says, we have seen it, and we testify and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we also declare to you, so that you may have fellowship along with us. And indeed, our fellowship it's with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, in the New King James Version says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. And John chapter 15, verse 11 in the New King James Version says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. To God be the glory for the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you have given us so many blessings, starting with our family. We will keep joy in our hearts as we thank you, Lord, for every single blessing you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Thankful Thursday. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. Thank you.
but as long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I have said the Lord always before me. I bless your name. Your name. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved.
I bless your name.
God of hosts, you are the great God of hosts, the commander of armies, who is a king like you, full of glory and might, whose voice instructs those in battle on behalf of your children. You are a king both strong and mighty, fierce in battle. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and all you ancient doors. Lift up and see that the King of Glory is here. The God of hosts is this King. He is the commander of all and worthy of our highest praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah.
our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, The Treasure of His Word. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 119, verse 28. And it says, Strengthen me according to your word. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Why is it that I am always telling you to read the Bible? I know this admonition can become repetitive. However, we have such a precious gift in Scripture. The very thoughts and plans of the living God. Therefore, it is important that we take advantage of it. God's word is as timely and applicable to our lives today as it was on the day it was first written. In fact, every time I read my Bible, I receive new insights into the character of God and the challenges I'm facing. Often, certain words, phrases, or verses seem to leap off the page in a powerful way. And I know God is bringing something to my attention that is important for me to know. The same can be true for you. The foremost way that God communicates with you is through his word. Through it, he gives you comfort, wisdom, strength, direction, and hope. Scripture teaches you to distinguish between his voice and the others that vie for your attention. So you can take the right path and avoid pitfalls. So take hold of the treasure he has given. Read the word and listen to your living, loving God. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, we confess that sometimes our Bible reading is dry. Help us to know you through Scripture. Bring your word to life. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. The treasure of his word. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And right now, we are going to lift him up. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes, he
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him
and
I live,
my
move.
Control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
come
be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
Can you believe that?
My
sing this with a blood of people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto him.
Come on, you call him.
We have caused us to triumph. And we know we will rule in the end.
Say it again. Lift the peace.
Oh, lift him up. Rejoice.
Come on, someone shout.
Put
the voice of triumph
tonight. We have caused us to triumph. And we know we will rule in the end.
He dwells in the midst of his people. So God, as we lift your name, we lift you high on the earth. Let's do it together, all of the sinners, all over the world.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Come on, that's how good are you?
Lift him up.
That don't mind singing it.
Lift him up.
Come on, sing it. Lift him up.
Salvation. Deliver us from the guilt in our life. For you are God, our Savior. We give you praise and admiration because of your powerful hand and your heart to forgive us of our sins. Your righteousness has been transferred to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for our sins on the cross. You have imputed his righteousness to us through your salvation. We honor you and lift you up, for you have surely delivered us from all our enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. So while we are waiting on our speaker, I will play a selection. Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
My goodness, glory to God. I tell you, I don't know what it's doing in New York. I don't know what it's doing in California. I don't know what it's doing in Arizona. I don't know what it's doing out there, but it's cold as the dickens here. It is cold.
Well, right now,
we
have 30 degrees, and it is so cold out there, nobody wants to go outside.
You know what? Someone told me, I think it's in up north, it was below 17.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, oh, good Lord. And Pastor Stephen, he was going out there. He said, it's like 15 degrees, but you could feel the cold air coming under the door.
Absolutely.
I said, oh, my goodness, what is going on? So.
Can you imagine not having any heat at all? With this temperature?
You know, what I did was I started contacting the kids, the grandkids, everybody. I said, just warm, just warm. I'm laughing because you know what the funny part is? I'm telling you, when the Word of God says, train up a child in the way they should go, when they get older, come on now. When they get older, that's when they're going to hear you. Because guess what? When we were younger, my mother would go to work and call us from work and go, dress warm. Put on a lot of clothes. It's cold out there.
It sure is. Going,
okay, we see the snow. Okay. She said, put on your long johns. Put on your, you know, she just told us put on everything. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get out there, you're so hot and cold, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. What I'm trying to tell you is I was a little girl when my mother was doing that. She would call us all, dress warm. It's cold out there. Dress warm. And you're laughing going, oh, okay, I'm going to dress warm. I'm going to dress warm. And then when you get older, and now it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to tell your children and your grandchildren, dress warm. What I'm trying to tell you is do not, my goodness, glory to God, do not think that those kids don't hear you. They hear you.
Amen.
Right now, it may look like they're not, you know, they're not paying attention. It may look like that right now. But I tell you, when they get older, yeah, you're going to know they heard everything you said.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
They hear everything you say, not just the good, but also the, my goodness, glory to God. I can't tell you how to raise your kids. Just know they can hear you. Come on now. But it's cold out there. I do know it's cold. Thank you, God. Here it is, another Thursday. We thank you, Father. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
You've allowed us, you know, some of you didn't hear my voice last week or the week before. And here it is, 2024. And guess what 2024 is doing? It is rolling right along.
Yes.
It's not waiting on Kathy. It's not waiting on Billy. It's not waiting on Fat. It's not waiting.
Because
time waits for no man.
Come on now.
Don't be that person that ran out of time.
Okay.
You know, time is not waiting for you because you have chosen to procrastinate on whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. Come on. Time says, okay, pass her on by. She ain't ready. Wait, I'm ready. No, you ain't ready. Because I done came and left. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today, oh God.
Thank
you for your love and your kindness, oh God. Thank you for your warmth. My goodness, glory to God. When I wake up in the morning and it's cold outside, just knowing that you're covering me. You've got your angels encamped around me. That warms my heart. My goodness, glory to God. And I tell you, it's better than oatmeal. Because once I know I have protection, as I leave my home, my goodness, I can say thank you, God. It may be cold out there, but it's warm on the inside of me. Thank you, God.
Amen.
You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and we are so glad on the days when it's cold. And I'm not talking temperature-wise. On the days when it looks like Satan is tossing us to and fro. My goodness,
okay.
There you are. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. There
and,
you are in the midst. In the midst, oh, God. You're turning up the heat on our enemies. My goodness, thank you, God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, oh, God, that you saw fit to wake us up this morning. Thank you. Thank you, God. You've been so good to us. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God, that there's a team, and not just the team that I'm on. There are teams all over the world right now that are fasting and praying because it's time out for living the way you just feel like you're supposed to live. We're listening to hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, what would you have us to do? I'm telling you, I'm getting these reports that these folks that are out there fasting and praying, guess what? They're not seeking God's guidance for themselves. They're seeking God's guidance for others.
Yes.
But guess what? While they're seeking God's guidance and they're praying for others, guess what God is doing? He's doing what they need done.
Amen.
Yeah, we've got to get to that place that we are concerned about others and watch God take care of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We get to the point where, oh, no, I don't know when my next dime comes. Huh? I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know. I don't know. And God is saying, but I know.
Yes.
I know that if you dare to take your last $10 and give it to that lady right there, I know before you release the 10, I got 20 coming back your way.
Amen.
But we're so scared. We're thinking, this is all I got. I need this. I can't get this up. Well, guess what? The widow with the two kids, she told the prophet, she said, oh, I'm sorry. All I got is enough for me and my two kids to eat, and then we're going to just die. He said, hey, hold on. Hold on. If you make me something to eat, I can guarantee you, you will not run out of food.
Okay.
What did that take? It took her faith to believe.
Yes.
That if I take what I got, all that I got left, and give it to this man of God,
Amen.
That God is going to hear him and do exactly what he said he would do. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. You got to get back to that point where you're trusting God for the things you cannot see. Oh, Heavenly Father, have your way right now with this word, oh God. Let it come forth in a manner that is pleasing unto you and that is going to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son Jesus we pray. Amen,
amen,
amen and amen.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do it, Lord Jesus. Woo, here we go. Woo, all the way in the front of your Bible. Yes, the first book of the Bible. We are coming from Genesis chapter 3, thank you, God, verses 8 through 10. Thank you, God. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. It's short and sweet. Here
Amen.
We go. Then the man and his wife heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the breeze of the day, and they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Verse 9, but the Lord called out to the man, where are you? I heard your voice in the garden, he replied, and I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid myself. Who told you that you were naked, asked the Lord God? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? My goodness, glory to God. And the man answered, the woman whom you gave me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I did eat. I know I said verses 8 through 10, and I went all the way to 12. But it was 8 through 10. Thank you so much. Here we go. The title of this message is Just Come Clean. Just come clean. Guess what? It is 2024. And God is telling Kathy and John and Sally and Willie and Leslie, he's telling all of us, just come clean. Here's the thing. We know that God is not a man that he should lie, right?
Yes.
If he said, my goodness, glory to God. If he said, and when I say said, I mean in his word. If you have read his word, heard his word, you've heard his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. Another, they're not going to follow. They know my voice. And guess what? For all of you that thinking, well, I don't belong to a church, so, you know, I don't read the Bible that much, or, you know, I don't hear the word of God that much. And you think that that's your excuse because you just don't know. But guess what? Here is the sad part. God said, my sheep know my voice. Now, here's the good part. He didn't say, when my sheep come in, they will recognize my voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. You know what that means? While you are yet out there in the world, haven't gone to church, you haven't thought about church, he's still claiming you to be his. Amen. And he said, my sheep know my voice. You know how I know he's claiming you? Because you got to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You've got to know his voice to come in. When he's calling you, thank you, Holy Ghost. When he's calling you, you're not on the inside yet. You still in the world. So when he says, my sheep know my voice, guess what? I was out there in the world doing my thing, boogie down, baby, boogie down. And I heard it, and guess what? It makes you stop. And you're going, okay, God trying to call me. God trying to call me. I know God is calling me. And then you go someplace else, and he say it in a different way, but it's still him. And you go, oh, my God, there it go again. God is trying to get my attention. He's trying, he get my attention. And you go someplace else, and that it may take 3 times. It may take 1 time.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. Are you going to listen when you hear it, okay? So he might be calling you 20 times because you hard-headed. You don't want to come in. And he called you, say, I know God is he calling me. I got to go. I got to go. You know, I know not only did it happen to me, and I keep using him because I bless God for that young man. My nephew, he told me the same thing. He said, oh, Kat, I was out there doing my thing, and something told me, come on out of there.
Yeah.
He said, I looked back at my friends and said, I got to go. I'm done. I got to go. They said, where you going? Hardy just, he said, I got to go. And he hasn't looked back since. Guess what? He wasn't in the church. Yeah, your grandmother and your mother, they tell you about the church, but when you're out there in the world, you on your own. Guess why I say that? Because every one of us has to give an account for our own actions.
That's right.
Yeah. You've got to give an account. Your mother is not going to stand there and tell God, okay, Father, let me tell you, Kathy didn't know no better. I was trying to teach her, but she was hard-headed. Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy on her. Now, she can do that while she's here and I'm here.
Yeah.
She's interceding for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the day that I come before those pearly gates and God is getting ready to judge me, huh, by what I've done in my life, my mother no longer can stand in the gap for me. Now I'm giving account for myself, right?
Yep.
And guess what? So when I'm out there and I'm doing my thing and I'm going, oh, God is trying to get me. You ain't got to be in the church to hear God's voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. Okay? Mm-hmm. Whether you're in or not, you, oh, my goodness, here it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because guess what? Whether you go to church or not, it does not dictate whether or not you are his. Okay? Because he said, I have some that have not come in yet.
Okay.
Oh, so he's already claiming you. You belong to God. Even though you're out there doing what you want to do, living your life the way you want to, ain't thinking about no church, ain't thinking about no God, you still belong to him.
That's
Because
right.
guess what? My mother's name was Fanny. And Fanny said, I'm going to work. Y'all stay in this house till I get home. I don't want nobody leaving this house. She'll look at the oldest kid and said, don't let any of your siblings leave this house. Okay. So everybody watching TV, doing their thing. And what Kathy doing? Trying to figure out how she's going to sneak out when they're not paying attention. Well, as soon as they turn their head, Kathy opened the door and run down the stairs and go on out. Mother said, stay in this house, every one of you, until I get back.
Yep.
Kathy out there in the streets playing handball, running, having a good time. Like she is okay to be outside.
No.
My siblings come and get me and say, who told you to come outside? Oh, no. Now they're going to jack you up because they know mother going to jack me up for you getting out. So I might as well jack you up, too. So they jack you up and drag you on back home. And you get back home, and everybody's going off on you because you done snuck out now. You done got everybody in trouble because guess what? Even though they could lie and tell mother, no, we didn't go nowhere, they already know someone in that neighborhood seen her, and they going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be like that now, but back in the day, you were everybody's responsibility.
Absolutely.
They look at her and go, what's Kathy doing out here without her sisters? Where's her mother at? As soon as your mother hit that block, they said, Sandy, you know your Kathy was out here. Not my Kathy. Yes, she was. She was out here. She had that red shirt on with them jeans. I know my Kathy wasn't out here. She was out here. Her sisters came and got her, but she was out here. Now you getting in the door, and your mother ain't saying, who went outside? Your mother is saying, who told you to go outside? So that tells you, I already know. Don't even try to lie, I know. So now since she said, who told you to go outside, the person who went outside, everybody turn around and look at them. And you go, I don't know why I went outside. I just went outside. And your mother said, oh, you could say that because as soon as I sit down and have this Pepsi, I'm getting ready to tear your tail up. And everybody's looking all panicky because they're thinking, okay, mother's going to get us too because she's thinking we let her out. Mother ain't concentrating on them. She's concentrating on you because you heard it just like they heard it. Don't go outside. But guess what? All of you heard the same thing. My goodness, glory to God. All of you heard the same thing, don't go outside. But some of you or one of you chose to go outside, right? All of us is hearing that God paid the price so we don't have to get stuck in sin, but only a few of us are listening right now. Why? Because the rest of us are doing like Kathy. I got to go outside and have some fun.
Yeah.
At what cost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have you not considered the cost of you defying your mother? I just want to be with my friends. Okay, you and your friends getting ready to get this whooping. And so God is saying the same thing. Because guess what? When my mother said don't go outside and I went outside, my mother tore my tail up. But she didn't stop claiming me. She didn't say, Kathy's not my child no more.
No.
When they told her, you know Kathy was out here, she didn't look at them and say, I know Kathy, not my child. She said, my child wasn't out here. They said, yes, she was out here. And all she was saying to them was, not that I don't believe you. She was saying to the other mothers, you know I told that kid not to come out that door. And you telling me my cat that came out anyway? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? My natural mother did not stop loving me. My natural mother did not stop claiming me as her own. Okay? Even though I did wrong, mm-hmm. she still loved me. She still took care of me. She still fed me, put a roof over my head, bought me clothes to send me to school. She still was in my life. She didn't disown me because I started doing things she didn't want me to do. No. Guess what? I didn't know it at the time because I was young, but she forgave me. And she kept on loving me.
Amen.
I say that because God is saying to all of my goodness, glory to God, I love you, Jesus. God is saying to all of you, it says the man and his wife heard the voice of God. My goodness, glory to God. God says, my sheep know my voice. It
yes.
doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even though God looked down and he said to Adam and Eve, he said, where are you? Adam said, we over here, we hid ourselves because we knew we were naked. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter where you are. God knows you can hear his voice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even though you hear him going, where you at, Kathy? What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, that's the Holy Ghost trying to protect you. What are you doing? What are you doing? And, you know, later on, everybody goes, something told me don't go over there, but I went anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That something is the voice of God.
Yes.
That's the voice of God unctioning in your spirit. Don't
mm-hmm.
go over there. I'm over there. I know what's waiting for you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You got to understand God is on the east side, the west, the north, and the south. He's
yes.
ahead of you. He's behind you. He's to the side of you. He knows where you're headed. And he's trying to protect you because he's there. He sees what's waiting on you.
Yes. Amen.
You don't even know the danger that you're in. And the Holy Ghost is going, don't go that way. Make a left. And you go, no, this is a shortcut. There is no shortcut. Don't go that way. No, this is quicker. I only got for 10 minutes. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And while you think you're taking a shortcut,
mm-hmm.
that's the last cut you might take.
Come
because
on,
you didn't listen to the voice of God, and God was over there where you trying to take a shortcut to, watching all this gunfire, and he's saying, don't come this way. And you come that way anyway, but the good news is the God that I serve,
mm-hmm.
he is merciful. He is forgiving. So even though you came that way anyway to bump your head, he's got angels charged over you.
Yes.
So they're blocking all of that danger that
mm-hmm.
you're walking into. And you're thinking, oh, it was no problem. I could have came this way. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's because God was protecting you once you got there. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. We don't realize just because we get to do something when God has told us not to do it, it does not mean there was nothing going on there. It just means God had to work that much harder to protect you with an angel.
Amen.
You know how many times I felt in my spirit not to go somewhere, not to do something, and I did it anyway and nothing happened
yeah.
to me? And I said, okay, cool. But I learned later on.
Cool.
Guess what? You ain't going to keep on trying God because guess what he's going to do? He's going to move his hand out the way and let you bump your head.
Come on now.
So he moved his hand out the way, and I got hurt. And I thought, I knew I wasn't supposed to come over here. I knew it. I knew it. And later on in life, I realized, oh, my goodness, I realized the only reason I didn't bump my head the first couple of times is because even though I went where God told me not to go, mm-hmm. and I was unctioning in my spirit not to go, he still protected me.
Mm-hmm.
And so because he protected me, I felt like, oh, it wasn't nothing going on over there. I just went. No. And guess what? After he kept protecting me over and over and over and over and over, he said, angel number A, step to the side. Let Kathy bump her head a time or two.
Okay.
So she'll realize it has been me all along protecting her. It's not that the danger wasn't there. I just didn't let her feel the danger. But
okay.
because she's still overriding my voice, let her hit her head a couple of times, then she's going to realize, she's going to start going, oh, Lord God, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Come on now. You got to understand. Just because bad things haven't happened to you yet, it does
hey.
Not mean bad mm-hmm. things aren't out there. It
yeah.
just means God is protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's right.
And guess what? If there was any truth to the fact that, well, I don't go to church, I don't know nothing about church, so God is not with me, the devil is a liar. God is with you. Who you think is protecting you even though you haven't come in yet?
Right.
He's protecting you, giving you an opportunity to get in.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Because
mm-hmm. I tell you, had he not been protecting Kathy, Kathy wouldn't be here to share his word with you today. Come on now.
All right.
Yeah, because Kathy was doing stupid stuff. Watch
mm-hmm.
this. The man and his wife heard the voice of God. They're out there doing something they ain't got no business doing, but they still heard God's word, and they hid. My goodness, glory to God.
Yep.
They was calling themselves hiding from God. They
yeah.
heard his voice, said, uh-oh, here he come, here he come. So guess
mm-hmm.
what? When you out there in the world, you're going to hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you answer right then, that's up to you. Like I said, he might call you 20 times. He had to call Kathy 50 times. But Kathy heard him and she came in.
All right.
Now guess what? He's calling you. He's calling you. Going, I don't go to church. I don't know nothing about no God or whatever. But you know his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the ones that belong to him,
mm-hmm.
whether you go to a church right now or not, you
yeah.
still belong to God.
That's
and so
right.
in the interim, he's protecting you until you get in fully under his coverage. Come on now.
Mm.
My goodness, good God. So
yes.
Adam and
yes.
Eve, when they did wrong, they hid when they heard his voice. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to hide from God. Ooh, my goodness, good God. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He sees. He knows. He's not saying, where are you, because he can't see you. He's saying, where are you, to get you to understand you're not where I told you to be.
Okay.
That's what he's saying, because I see you. Where you going? I see you. King
okay.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. Where
That's
can
right.
I go where you can't find me? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Praise God. No.
So God is not asking, where are you? He sees you. He's just letting you know you are not where I told you to be. I told you don't go over there. I told you to leave that alone. I told you to stop doing that. So I've got to let you know I see you.
That's right.
And I've just come clean.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just come clean. He's looking at Adam and Eve going, where are you? Well, we heard you, and we hid.
Mm.
I know you heard me, because you're my sheep. And I need y'all to know, it's 2024. Time out for claiming your ignorance. I don't know the word of God like that. I don't go to church. I don't listen to the word. I don't turn on TV. I don't. And God is saying, you are without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't go to church, there's so much word going on out there in the world. Yes. You can't help but to hear my word a time or two.
That's right.
Just because you don't receive it doesn't mean you didn't hear it.
All right.
Let me tell you, to this day, I got a sister that truly blesses me. Every time she tells a story, she just blesses me. I went to pick her up from the bus station. She had her baby. She said she got in the car. I turned the gospel. She said, turn that off. It's hurting my ears. I said, oh, you in my car. No. I turned it back up. Turn that off. It's hurting my ears. I said, no, you in my car. Turn it back up. And she went to try to smoke. Oh, you can't smoke in my car. This is my car. You know what? Just get me where I'm going. Okay. Well, we going there my way. And my way said we going to listen to gospel and you're not going to smoke in my car. And when we got where we was going, she got out the car, slammed the door, grabbed the kid and left. But look at years later, to hear her say, my sister, when she did that, she yanked me in with God's word. She made me listen to that gospel because I was in her car. And to hear her say from that day on, she said, you know what, God, I hear you. I hear you, Kathy. She said, God, I hear you. And she came on in. That's what God is letting us know. I know you hear my voice. I don't care how many times you say, I don't hear, I can't hear you. Guess what? Someone who knows sign language that don't have the gift of hearing, guess what? They see people signing about church.
That's right.
God is making sure we don't have an excuse for not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But he's patient. He's long-suffering.
Oh, yes.
He loves us.
God.
And he is a merciful God. It is not his desire that any of us should perish.
Thank you,
God. And so guess what he's doing? He's just patiently waiting on us. Patiently waiting. Not for us to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
For us to acknowledge that we hear it.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
A lot of us hear it and we're ignoring it. I ain't going to no church. I don't want to listen to no Bible. It doesn't mean that we didn't hear it or we didn't get the invitation. It just means we're not acknowledging it. We're not accepting it.
Exactly.
And Adam and Eve, when God says, where are you? We hid. When we heard your voice, we hid because we knew we was naked. And guess what? My goodness, help me, Holy Ghost, because you know they're going to try to get me. God sees every one of us.
Yes.
And every one of us should be naked and ashamed.
We should be.
Because God sees us from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
He don't see these clothes. He sees what's on your heart.
Yes.
You already naked. But that's what we're doing. We letting God know that we know we're naked because we're hiding from him.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, go tell them, Kathy, just come clean because you cannot hide.
Nope.
This ain't hide and seek. God sees you.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter where you're going, where you are, what you're doing, what you're saying through your lips, all that cussing and fussing. God hears you, he sees you, and he knows you.
That's right, because he made you.
But the good news is he's a forgiving, merciful God.
Thank you, God. Mm.
He doesn't want to hold any of what you're doing against you. He doesn't want to hold your thoughts against you. He doesn't want to hold what you're harboring in your heart against you. He doesn't want to hold those filthy words that come out of your mouth. He doesn't want to hold that against you. He doesn't want to hold anything against you because he loves you.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
And he is a merciful, forgiving God. That's why he's saying, just come clean. Guess what? You're telling me what I already know. But the reason for that, when you come clean, it's not so I'll know what you've been doing, because I already know what you're doing. You're coming clean for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's you saying, God, please forgive me. Have mercy on me.
Yes, yes.
That's what you're coming clean for.
Mm.
You're asking for forgiveness. You're asking God to have mercy on you. And guess what? Because he said, just come clean, he's willing to forgive you.
Oh, yes.
He wants to forgive you. It is not his desire that anyone should perish.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to die in your sins. He wants you to come clean so he can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And put you in right standing so you operate, you walk in his likeness.
Yes, thank you.
You belong to God. You don't belong to Satan. Satan is a liar. He's trying to convince you. You've done so many things wrong. You've said so many things wrong. You harbored all this ugliness in your heart, unforgiveness, selfishness, all of this. And God's saying, I know. I know what you've done. It's okay. Just come clean.
Yeah.
One last thing before I get off. Look at King David. King David was doing all kind of stuff he had no business doing. And God said, ooh, that's a man after my own heart. Why? Because he knew how to come clean. He knew how to go to God and say, this is what I've done. I've sinned against you. I've done this wrong in your sight. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me. He knew how to accept when God corrected him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I said, he's going to correct us. Why? Because he loves us. My mother said, I'm going to beat you because I love you, Kathy. That's why. They're not doing it to hurt you. They're doing it to help you get into maturity so you stay away from those things. They're no good for you. They're destroying your life. God is waiting for you to make a conscious decision and say, Lord God, I'm coming clean. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me. I want to do those things that are right in your sight. I want to love on others. I want to have mercy on others. I want to be kind and gentle to others. I want to forgive others. I want to walk in your likeness, God. I want to be more like you and less like me. Because in my own self, I'm filthy, filthy, filthy I am. But if I walk in your likeness, then I'll be found pleasing unto you. Today, I want to come clean. And God has said, because I love you, just to hear you say, I want to come clean, you are clean. He's not going to say, you got to go through this, you got to do this, you got to do that.
No,
because you opened up your mouth and say, I want to come clean, God is saying, you are clean.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
And now salvation is a daily walk. You walk in that thing out daily. God is peeling all that unrighteousness off you, all your sinful ways, taking the taste out of your mouth for this and that, and lying and cheating and everything else. God is taking the taste out of your mouth. Stop beating yourself up if you don't see yourself change overnight. It's a process.
Amen.
But what you're going to see is you're going to see yourself getting closer to God in the walk. because you're no longer going to want to do this. You're no longer going to want to do that. And every day he's taking something else off you and taking something else off you and forgiving you of this and forgiving you of that. It's a process, a lifelong process.
Absolutely.
But guess what? As long as God still sees you walking in the right direction.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. As long as he sees you acknowledging him daily. Lord God, forgive me because I did this. Lord, help me with this. Lord God, lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go. Create mm-hmm. me a clean heart. Lord, oh God, help me. Have mercy mm-hmm. on me, Jesus. And mm-hmm. as long as he see you trying to do better, he
yes.
is always going to meet you right where you are.
Yes, he will. Yes, he
He's
will.
He's going to come right where you are because he knows you need his help. You cannot do it without him. And the only thing he's telling you now is, it's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Just come clean. God wants mm-hmm. to love you. He wants to have mercy on you. You just got to want what he's offering you, his love, his forgiveness, his mercy.
Oh,
it's there for
God.
All of us. It doesn't matter what you've done. It only matters what you're going to do from now on. That's
yeah.
all God is concerned with. What are you going to do now? How are you going to live your life now?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying to all of you in 2024, please just come clean. I love you. I'm going to be there for you. When you hear my voice, harden not mm-hmm. your heart. Just come clean because
yes,
I do love you. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you guys.
And praise be to God. Ooh, we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. To thank our caller 864-905 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. My goodness, glory to God. Look at God.
Mm.
It used to be in the day, and Evangelist Hilda, you can attest to this. It used to be back in the day when I found out no one was on the call or there was only one person on the call, I was mm-hmm. so discouraged. I said, oh, my God, I did all that. He said, no one heard me. And God is letting me see. If there's only one, preach to the one. Huh?
Amen.
If you think that hears you, think again. Someone hears you. And I'm listening to Evangelist Hilda say the caller that was on the line, and I'm going, oh, my goodness. I was not expecting that caller on the line.
Really?
But that was the person that needed to hear it.
Amen.
You are the person. You are the person. I'm the person.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever gets on, whoever
yes.
hears this message, you mm-hmm. need to hear it. And guess what? Sometimes it just means, Kathy, you needed to hear it for yourself. How about that? My goodness, glory to God.
God.
We thank God for everyone that got, everyone under the sound of my voice that was able to get on or got on
yes.
late or whatever. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's God. You're trying to get God's attention, and he's really trying to get yours. For all of you that have not given your life to Christ yet, don't forget, it is not that hard. All you got to do is just come clean. Father God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, Lord God. I pray that your son Jesus died on that cross for all of our sins. And I'm asking you to please have mercy on me. Forgive me of all that I've done wrong, all that I've done, thought about doing will do. Please forgive me, Lord God. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And after you pray that prayer, God is welcoming you in. And then the next thing he's going to do is he's going to tell you, you have got to find yourself a good household of faith. You've mm-hmm. got to go to a church consistently so you can grow into the knowledge of who he is.
Yes.
Right? You cannot do it on your own. You cannot do it at home. Don't forsake yourself to assemble with others. What he's saying is, when you're stronger in the numbers,
mm-hmm.
you stand at home, Satan got a good, he's having a good time beating you up, making you think God don't, and that is so far from the truth. God wants all of us.
Yes.
All of us. And so that's why he's saying, make your way to a church, because you're going to hear the word of God. You're going to grow. Your faith is going to grow. You are going to get stronger in the presence of other Christians. It's not that easy to do when it's just you. Satan is going to toss you to and fro. You need some strength. Iron sharpens iron. You guys need each other. Don't forsake yourself from going to the church house, because that's where you're going to come into the knowledge of who God is and learn more about him and more self and what you need to let go of. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He wants to forgive you. But you got to want what he's wanting to give you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come into your presence tonight and to gently hear you say, just come clean. It's the beginning of a brand new year. So that means it's a brand new day. Just come clean. Do the right thing. Get clean with God so that your life isn't as hard as it has been. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through. Doesn't mean you ain't going to go through trials and tribulations. It just means it won't be as hard, because now God is there.
Amen.
He's taking some of that. He's taking a lot of it off of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to want him in your life. He's not going to force his way in. He's not going to push the door open to get in. He wants you to want him. He loves you so many years ago when he died on that cross for you. All he's asking is that now you die for him. Mm-hmm. Die out to self.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, Father God. Have your way in our lives, God. We continue, as we continue to acknowledge you, continue to speak into our life, God. Lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Just come clean. Amen.
Praise God.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a good evening. Stay warm.
Yes, stay warm.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Good night. I want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I want to thank everyone for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God tonight. We are so grateful that you tune in to hear us every evening from 6 to 8 p.m. So tune in tomorrow evening when I will come with a word from the Lord. And at 6 p.m., I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will bring a word from God. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. And if you have to go out, bundle up. If you don't, stay warm in the house, because with the temperature so low, the heat doesn't even warm your apartment up or house as warm as you would like it to be. So take care of yourselves. God bless you. Good night and shalom. And we're going to leave out on all
belongs to you by the Wiki Tones. Praise God. Good night, everybody. God bless you, and we love you.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.